Finally, it's always an interesting moment when important confronts stupid. On Friday, I talked to the pastor of a church in Tuscaloosa, Alabama, who was trying to figure out what to say on Sunday to comfort and encourage people in his community who had lost people they love and the homes they had built because of those devastating tornadoes that ripped through the American South last week. On Saturday, I put on a pretty dress and went to a fancy dinner where I listened to the president try to put to rest the ridiculous and irrelevant suggestion that he was not born in this country and thus perhaps not eligible to serve in the job he has already had for 2 years now, a charge being pressed by a rich luxury property developer and reality show star whose mode of argument, other than attacking people's heritage, is to criticize women for not being attractive enough to him. And then came Sunday when we learned that the man who had masterminded the terrorist attacks on our country almost a decade ago now was dead at the hands of the government, the people he tried to destroy. It's hard to know how to feel, hard to know how to react. The president, in his remarks to the nation late last night, asked the country to remember the sense of unity and gratitude that we found in the midst of our grief almost a decade ago. I remember that day. I was in New York, just a few miles from where the towers fell. I was about to film a television program that would quickly become irrelevant. Sometime very late that night, I remember being out near Ground Zero, standing on a box, trying to figure out what to say when it was time for my live shot, the big searchlights glaring as the rescue efforts went on, the awful burned smell in the air. This young black man, maybe he was in his late teens, maybe in his early 20s, approached me. He had the baggy jeans drooping low and the oversized sweats pulled over his head. I wasn't sure what to expect. And he said, and I swear this is true, he said, "I just want to say that I deplore this dastardly act and I stand with all of my fellow Americans at this time." Can I just tell you, I hope the president is right. I fear he is not. Why do we need a crisis and an enemy to remind us not to get stuck on stupid? In fact, some of the political discourse of recent weeks reminds me of the days just before 9/11, when much of the media was preoccupied with similarly inconsequential noise that had nothing to do with the lives of most people, and we all knew it. So, again, we've been preoccupied with noise about the president's birth certificates and grades and grade point average, while our fiscal condition deteriorates, while many parts of the world are in chaos, and our men and women in uniform continue to die. And that doesn't even account for the unforeseeable suffering we've experienced recently, like I said, in those tornadoes in the South last week. In the days and weeks ahead, I am sure that through good reporting and intelligence, we will learn a great deal about where bin Laden has been, what other havoc he had planned, and perhaps what made it so hard to catch him through all this time. But what intelligence briefing can we read to find out why we can't seem to keep sight of the greatness of this country in the absence of grief and loss, or at least stop wasting our time on nonsense? And that's our program for today. I'm Michelle Martin, and you've been listening to Tell Me More from NPR News. Let's talk more tomorrow.